Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Keiser to break down what happened in the stock market last week. Financial terrorism meant to create fear, just like they had Henry Paulson and others come out and say we're going to have a depression. You better give us trillions. Then the markets lost confidence, dropped by over 1,000 points. They came in with their banking takeover. Same thing being done in Europe right now. We'll be discussing this with Max Keiser coming up. Melvin, Fred, Kerry, Jonathan, Rory, others, your calls are coming up in this hour as well. But this is such an incredible time to be alive, to see all of this happening. The system controls the left, and they also control the right. The right is just another version of collectivism. And then they try to manage everybody within that control paradigm. But I'll tell you this, Melvin, in New York, you say there are no Hispanic leaders in New York, or white leaders, or black for that matter, that we know of, that really speak the truth about the true political system. It's up to you to take the blinders off. It's up to you to show people the controlled system they're under. And so you should start making YouTube videos. You're an eloquent speaker. You should start an organization. You should join with others who agree with you. They are there. You should start a website. You should be the leader. Listen, that's what it takes. That's what I did 16 years ago. Really, 17 years ago, I got involved. 15 years ago, I got on air. And I had no intention to have the success I've had. But the truth is, I mean, I couldn't imagine that I would be able to wake up this many people. And I'm telling you, Melvin, you are the leader we need. And I know you have the respect in yourself to do it, but you need to have the commanding bearing and the facts. And you need to reach out to people and warn them and explain to them what's really happening. We must do this now. Go ahead, Melvin.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Continuing on this angle where, you know, we're given our heroes. Look at Scarface. He was the anti-hero. And he's the one that was escaping Fidel Castro. What was he, a drug dealer, coke dealer, crack dealer, killer, died in the end, and we're supposed to worship him, and he's the anti-hero. When I look at Machete, he's a pure, just killing, murdering assassin, killing people trying to impose the law, and basically he's good. He's supposed to be our hero that's saving us, you know? And I think we are romanced by all the welfare. So this was my family came here. Everything was welfare state being offered to you, and, you know, you're going to be taken care of in Section 8. Just live here forever and never move out because how much is going to cost you, you know? Cheese in the mailbox and all of this. Like, this isn't freedom or progress. You know, and I think we need to wake up, all Hispanics, Latinos out there, California, wherever you at, you got to realize this isn't a little cartoon, a movie where everybody holds hands together, we get rid of all our borders, and we're all going to get along. Then before you know it, you can't go to another country with a different tax rate. It's all going to be the same. We're not going to be free. We're going to have to have another revolution. Again, the mainstream media in the
U.S. That's what the New World Order is about. That's what it's about. It's about nowhere to run. They say that. And they now brag that the good times are over. Can you imagine these bankers won't tell us where the trillions go? They're engaged in financial terror, and they say, we're not going to tell you where the money went, and you're our slaves.
That's right. And a lot of people out here don't understand that. And, Alex, I want to throw this out there, actually, man, because I know you lose hope a lot. But there's a shining hope for liberty, and I think Ron Paul is at the forefront of this, and you, Judge Napolitano, you guys are getting demonized for a reason. And this is really an outrage to anybody that believes in the Constitution, and if Hispanic doesn't believe in the Constitution of the U.S., they haven't read it, it's been hidden from them, it's not been taught, we're not taught about George Washington. We're supposed to be wearing George Washington t-shirts for freedom and escape Fidel Castro and the communism and oppression of our parents and our grandparents. My grandfather left Cuba, I don't know how he managed to do that, my whole family is Dominican, and all we want is a chance to make some dough legally and have kids and have the white picket fence and the
exactly,
dog.
Exactly, but the globalists don't want you wealthy and being part of the system and really taking over the system. They want to use everybody to be at each other's throats and destroy the system. It's a gulag economy. It's a system that Max Keiser talks about. We're going to have him on with us when we come back. God bless you, Melvin. Melvin, stand up. Start making YouTube videos today.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Gordon Brown, the British Prime Minister, has just announced he's going to step down. They are announcing all over the country that the government is going to stop fixing roads and sidewalks now. Everything will go on interest to bankers that have designed this financial implosion of the global economy. We have the Goldman Sachs emails. We know it's premeditated. I put out two films on this last year documenting everything that was going to unfold with Max Kaiser and Webster Tarpley and many others, Fall the Republic, and, of course, the Obama deception, explaining how they control both parties, where this parasite economy is going. First, it's $150 billion for Greece. Not for Greece, for the bankers. They've got to give up half their pension funds at least. Then it's $600 billion. Now it's $1 trillion. Now they're saying maybe it'll be more than $1 trillion. They won't say where the money's going. Merkel just lost most of her seats in Germany. And so the bankers are accelerating this before their governments are all thrown out. Nicholas Carzozzi, all the rest of them. I can't even say his name. I'm so upset. It is just, what is happening is so big that I can hardly even articulate how incredible this is and how we've known they were going to do this and how this is just the next step with all these new VAT and carbon taxes meant to destroy the economy. LA Times last week reported, oh, we raised all these taxes in California. Tax receipts went down. Of course, they know it does that. Nicholas Carzozzi. Can't even say it today. Sarkozy. So with us is Max Keiser. For the rest of the hour, I appreciate him coming on short notice with what's happening with the economy. And again, tensions simmer as Greece readies pension reform. This is out of the French news agency. And it says protesters rallied in Athens on Sunday as the government sought to rein in social tensions while pressing ahead with drastic austerity measures aimed at avoiding a debt default. That means more taxes, taking your 401ks, taking your pensions, and it announces it all here. But they've had all these secret bank conferences. They're not saying where this trillion's going. How does it tie into the financial terrorism of the market dropping 1,000 points last Thursday in 5 minutes? Max Keiser, inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange System, a successful broker, author, television host on BBC, Al Jazeera, RT, Press TV, the list goes on and on. He is now here with us to discuss all of this. Max Keiser, good to have you with us.
Good to be back, Alex Jones. And let's remember May 6th, 2010, a day that will live in infamy. This was the first unequivocal domestic financial attack in America. Financial terrorist attack, unequivocal domestic, first of its kind in America.
Break down that. Break down who are the terrorists, how they did it.
Well, in Washington, there was a bill circulating to break up the too big to fail banks. Of course, the banks don't want to break up their monopolies. So they used weapons of mass financial destruction. They destroyed 1,000 points, $1 trillion worth of equity on the market. When it looked like the coast was clear and Congress decided that they were not going to vote for anything that would break up the banks, then they allowed the markets to come back and they rewarded the Congress people, who, of course, own a lot of stocks and bank stocks themselves. So they put a gun to the head of Congress and say, do what we want you to do, or we crash this market, we crash the country's net worth, we crash your net worth. Hank Paulson did it in the end in October of 2008, the same kind of thing. They crashed the market. They did it again. This was more obvious, though. This 1,000-point drop that only took 15 minutes, this was unequivocal. Now, this is quite remarkable. Basically, if you want to know the mechanics of it, I can walk you through it.
Yeah, let's walk through the mechanics of it. And then we have all these internal emails of Goldman Sachs where they're involved in other financial terror. We know this is their policy. We know Paulson went in and said there will be martial law if you don't give us these trillions of dollars. In October of 2008, when the Congress wouldn't do it, they went out on TV. The New York Fed head, the Fed chairman, the Treasury Secretary, all Goldman Sachs alumni, and they came out and they said, we are going to have a depression. And so they used fear to have the public pull out and drive it down. This time, and that's what the other experts are saying, this was not a fat finger. They admit this was not a mistake. This was insider using the plunge protection team to artificially drive down the market. Physical financial terrorism, not just using, bad mouthing like the head of the Rothschilds did by claiming that Napoleon had won at Waterloo, which was a lie. That's similar to what happened in 2008. You're saying this was done physically in there. Let's go over the mechanics of this.
The New York Stock Exchange, there are tens of millions, hundreds of millions of shares that trade daily, and 70% of that is conducted by computers. So computers are trading effectively with themselves back and forth over these computer networks. Now, for the most part, the trading is somewhat benign, but the key concept here to understand is that because 70% of it are computer-to-computer trading, the ability to what's called discover prices, the price discovery mechanism, can be pulled away from the floor of the exchange, and it can be recreated with the computers trading with themselves. So in other words, if you want to move the price of the stock up or down and you control 70% of the volume, you have the ability to nudge hedge prices up or down by simply increasing the number of buys over sales, cells that you're making from computer to computer. If you want the prices to go down, you increase the number of cells to buys from computer to computer. The cost is zero because the cost of borrowing money for Wall Street is zero. The cost of transacting is zero. And it doesn't cost them anything to engage in this. That's one of the reasons why interest rates keep them are near zero, is because you have to be able to conduct this type of thing without having any cost. Now, the second step is when you get the price of a security, like an S&P futures contract or an S&P security, which is based on the entire market, you know, it's a proxy for the entire market. It's a price signal. And this price signal triggers a response from those hundreds of thousands of day traders out there who then do your dirty work for you. So when the price trigger is established, let's say you can move the price up 2 or 3%, and it pops up on everyone's Bloomberg machine, and every day trader in the world sees, oh, my gosh, there's a 2% move. Suddenly the trend momentum players and these mom and poppers and these day traders glom in there with their day trade money, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So then they pick up the ball, they run with it, and they make these things, exaggerate them to these unbelievable extremes now. And so they outsource the manipulation to the day trader, effectively what it boils down to. And, of course, this gives them a great way to cover their tracks, because they can say, well, you know, we didn't. It wasn't us. It was those day traders out there. It was the market. It wasn't us. Meanwhile, once the deed is done, in this case, when Congress acquiesced and they decided not to pursue anything to bail out the big banks, then they simply remove the sell orders. There's a price vacuum on the buy side. It triggers a price signal for the day traders then to come in to hide their tracks. The buying orders come in, and effectively they refill the pinata. That's what that rally was about at the end of the day Thursday, is refilling the pinata so that next week, if Congress decides to come again and say, you know what, we want to break you guys up, we want to attack, we want to get rid of high-frequency trading, they can just do the same thing over again. This is just now blatant. It's easy. It's costless. It's very effective.
Now, we know the plunge protection team set up by Reagan in 87 has its fingers in the market and admittedly can control it. They're in the AP today saying, we're pumping the market up.
The plunge protection team, okay, is a name given to what's called a working group on finance that was set up the day after the October 19th crash of 1987. I was working on Wall Street at the time. Bob Rubin, Alan Greenspan, Ronald Reagan created working group on finance, and the Tuesday, this is October 20th, 1987, the government bought S&P futures contracts to save America, because the day after the crash of 87, it looked like there was going to be another crash, which would have every bank and insurance company would have been insolvent.
And so the power to save is the power to destroy. Now they're using it to engage in financial terrorism.
Well, they gave them that tool. The government, they gave the government that tool to buy and sell market contracts, which is, in my opinion, that marks the beginning of the end of free market capitalism in terms of, in America, it's supposed to be the opposite of a centrally controlled Soviet-era command and control economy. It's supposed to be a free market. The government's not supposed to be fixing prices. But on that day, October 20th, 1987, was the beginning of a command and control government, centrally planned economy. It started off slowly, and then over the next 25 years, it kept building momentum, and now you've got guys like Bob Rubin and Tim Geithner and Ben Bernanke, and they are now the new world committee that is got their finger on the weapons of mass financial destruction, and they believe they're doing God's work, and they move prices as they see fit to make a political end. In other words, these markets don't reflect economics at all. They only reflect a political agenda. It's pure price fixing with a political agenda attached. This is Soviet Union 1955, but done in a way where you've got everybody plugged into their computer, day trading, thinking that they're going to be the ones to beat the centrally planned central government. And at the same time, the central government is bringing about all of these extraordinary extra-legal measures to put people in jail.
All right, Max, got a break. Stay there. Let's talk about who you believe the culprits are from the evidence straight ahead. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good day, Peter Kronschnevel from Midas Resources. Today is May 10th, 2010. Gold opened at $1,196.10 this morning. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,228.18, $614.09 for a half ounce, and $307.05 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,228.18, $614.09, and $307.05.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Be taking your phone calls for Max Keiser on the economy, also George Humphrey, economist, in studio with us in the next hour. MaxKeiser.com is his website. My websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got continual coverage of what's happening. We haven't even gotten into what's happening in Europe and Greece. What will Angela Merkel, what will Nicolas Sarkozy do? Why has Gordon Brown been forced to step down? I mean, this is a major shakeup. Now, I remember that last Thursday, they were about to pass a bill to stop Too Big to Fail. A bunch of other things were happening. Now the bill to audit the Fed is in trouble in the Senate. All of that did die that afternoon. And they've now admitted, this is mainstream news, it was not the fat finger. They said they don't know what did it, when clearly that was a manipulation. And so we're going to discuss that and from the evidence he has as a former trader and somebody who researches this and as a BBC and Al Jazeera and RT reporter. Start over. Go ahead.
I designed the technology.
Absolutely. So, Max, go over this.
Look, I designed this technology in 1996. There are 132 patents that reference my patent, the virtual specialist patent, 5950176, for making markets with an infinite inventory for price parity across virtual securities. I created this concept. Now, Goldman Sachs, when they do it, when they commit this fraud, they say they're making a market. That's the code word for virtual fraud and naked short selling. Where have we heard that before? Where have we heard the phrase making a market over and over again in their defense? Bernie Madoff said that he's constantly making a market. That's how he was able to create these returns consistently for 10, 15 years. Well, guess what? Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein, and Bernie Madoff are doing the exact same thing. Lloyd Blankfein should be sitting in a cell next to Bernie Madoff. They're both market rigging, market manipulating financial terrorists. The evidence is so clear now. The only thing that keeps people from putting this guy in jail is because if they do, they have to face themselves in the mirror and realize that they live in a financial hologram. There's nothing, there's no basis for it. It's complete bull.
It was bizarre. The host of NBC Nightly News came out and said none of the money's real on Letterman last week. But he basically called it a hologram. But Max, you've called all this with precision. That's why I keep pointing that out.
Bank, he says he wants to go to a Federal Reserve system with zero reserves. One of the highest ups in the European Central Bank system said that, well, to be quite honest, and this was covered on Infowars.com, you know, we just loan money into existence that doesn't really have any collateral or cash basis whatsoever.
So now they're going, hold on, Max.
There's no underlying collateral. There's no basis for any of this economic so-called activity. It's all just debt. Piled on debt, and now the special drawing rights, which is going to replace the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency, all that is that all the debts that are associated in dollars, they're going to put those off the balance sheet. They're going to create a new world currency called the special drawing right, which they'll say, look, it's not encumbered by any of this dollar debt. All that's not disappeared in the black hole of off-balance sheet accounting, and they're going to load up the world with another 30 or 40 or 50 trillion in fresh debt, and the number of people in debt service is going to expand dramatically once again.
Max, I want to go over this point by point and talk about what's happening currently in Europe and the $1 trillion. It goes from $150 billion to $600 billion to $1 trillion in the space of 3 days. What's behind that? What these European leaders are going to do? What the bankers are going to do next to try to keep control of this? But to quantify what you're saying in layman's terms, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're transcending fractional reserve banking of you got $1, the bank can loan out 9 or 10, to just absolute derivative universe where they bankrupt the world by design. They create the new global currency. They announce their world government as they're now doing and saying all of you must capitulate and kneel to Zod like Superman kneeling to Zod, or we will just destroy everything and have a total depression. And we're now held in complete hostage to these people.
Right. The denominator in a fractional reserve system, as you just described it, is now zero.
So their God, magic checkbook, they're passing all these taxes in their own documents to bankrupt us even further, and then we give them all the real assets for just made-up baloney. I mean, this is, and they want to destroy the economy because they're in competition.
Population, and in the prison, you can get labor to work for you and be competitive with China. Why do they think they pass all these laws? Three strikes, you're out. Stop by the, you know, you're missing a taillight, go to jail. Because they need to compete with China on the wages. So that's why the prison population is the fastest growing
population. And 40 million Americans now on food stamps, up from 33 million a month ago. Those are the new bread lines. Stay there, Max. Long segment coming up. It's just so amazing to be living this and to know that the average yuppie still only cares about basketball scores tonight when their whole future is destroyed. I want to talk about how their next phase, what's happening in Europe, and how you think we beat them. Max Keiser is our guest. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This was financial terrorism, a false flag attack, just like 2008. In 2008, they used fear to drive the market down. This time they did it digitally with their hands in there. I'm going to ask Kaiser, how do we investigate it when all the major federal regulators are openly former J.P. Morgan Chase or Goldman Sachs? Meanwhile, Ron Paul, euro bailout will lead to currency collapse. Congressman Bernanke broke promises that U.S. taxpayer dollars would not be sent to European banks. I want to take calls coming up for Max Kaiser. Your question specifically for him, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But they are wrecking the economy by design, waging war against the real economy. We'll put that headline up there, 40 million people now on food stamps. Los Angeles and others announcing they're not going to basically fix roads or sidewalks anymore. They're announcing all over the country that police are only there to write you tickets, not to respond to crime. Sheriffs in Texas and Ohio are saying, buy guns. We can't protect you. All we're allowed to do is raise money now. At least they have some moral compass and are at least admitting they're just pirates now. It is just unbelievable. Max Kaiser is our guest, one of our top financial experts. Max, I want to go through questions quickly for you now here. Specifically, who are the culprits of the financial terrorism, A? B, let's then look at what's happening in Europe and how that's tied to this. And now they're admitting, even in the Associated Press, the euro may collapse. But the bankers aren't going to let that happen because that's their looting mechanism. Go ahead.
Well, the clearly in the area of financial terrorism and market manipulation, high-frequency trading and program trading, one name stands above the rest. You know, I mean, Goldman Sachs, they've already been nabbed with the software that they said, yes, you can use it to manipulate markets, and they said it's a proprietary piece of software, and they don't want it out in the public domain when one of their defectors was caught crossing the border, I think it was into Canada. They also openly discuss that they have a server that they've installed next to the New York Stock Exchange down there on Wall Street, which siphons off up to $100 million a day in cash by front running, which is another aspect of the high frequency trading financial terrorism. They, in the last quarter, they just reported, Goldman Sachs reported that their primary business of trading, they did not experience a single day of a loss. Now, statistically, anybody who's ever been in markets will tell you that to go for three straight months in a row without a single day loss, that's like flipping a coin every single day for 3 months and flipping it heads. Every single day for 3 months and never flipping tails. That is quite obviously not a normal situation, and that's quite obviously market manipulation. Now, who's supposed to be looking at this type of stuff? Well, you've got Moody's, one of the rating agencies. Well, guess what? The SEC just sent them a Wells notice telling them that they're under investigation. Oh, and guess what? The day that they got the Wells notice that they're now under investigation, Warren Buffett and the CEO of Moody's sold out of their stock. Oh, I guess those guys are also insider traders and market manipulators and financial terrorists. Yeah, let's put them on the cover of Time magazine. They're certainly heroes in the American economy. They're driving the entire economy into the ditch. Okay, so who else? The CFTC? They just got compelling evidence that there's rampant manipulation in the silver market, in the London Bullion Market Association, and the COMEX. What are they doing about it? J.P. Morgan, just last Friday, it was discovered that they're now under investigation for unbelievably rampant manipulation in the silver futures market. Okay, if you manipulate silver, you therefore manipulate gold. You therefore manipulate the dollar. You therefore manipulate the global currency market. Every single piece of the global economy is being rigged by the same group of five or six guys who are tied into Geithner and Bernanke and Bob Rubin and the same group of folks that we've been talking about, you've been talking about for the last, 10 years. It's just gotten worse. It's gotten more brazen. It's gotten more – they know that there's no – recourse, so they are openly just basically, Warren Buffett was engaged in an actual pump and dump scheme, something you would expect on a penny stock scammer, where he was actually pumping Moody's, saying, oh, it's a great stock, while he was simultaneously selling it.
Which is illegal, which is what Goldman Sachs is in trouble for on Timberwolf, but let me just stop you there, because rarely am I at a loss for words. I could hardly talk, Max, during the first hour. I'm having trouble forming words right now. And the reason I'm making this statement is this fraud is so off the charts gargantuan that I can't even wrap my mind around how bold these people are. And it scares me at a fundamental level to know that they could set off nukes and blame it on people to launch new wars. They could release bioweapons. They could stage terror attacks and blame it on patriot groups, which they're clearly conditioning the public for. That they're not going away. They're not going to stop. This is a hot revolution by the private banking cartels that only have the, quote, open stock market as a way to swindle people and to feed their operation. They're imploding Europe now. And now all the experts I talk to aren't saying a year or two till we go into full total collapse, but maybe even sooner. So let's now, we've talked about what's going on over here, and then simultaneously, with no debate, no news coverage really, they just say, it's not $150 billion, it's a trillion. Now they're saying it may be $2 trillion. They're saying, just like here in our Congress, they won't tell these governments where the money's going. It's just we wake up, private central banks of the G20 run everything, and they say, we're taking your pension funds, we're taking everything, and the SWAT teams are standing by if you don't like it. And you've got a bunch of Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay types that are hundreds of times worse. Just literally, I mean, they own the intelligence agencies. They run everything. Let me simplify because I'm just ranting here. I mean, I'm trying to even get my mind around this. What's happening in Europe? How does it tie into this? And what's their game plan? What do you see happening, Max Kaiser?
Okay, well, in Europe, they have just gone through the credit collapse that America experienced in 2008 and have finally caught up to the European banking system. And similarly to what we saw in the United States, the banking system got overextended in the sole derivatives market, which is just a fancy way to say debt. And the European banks got way in over their head with hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars worth of debt. Now, here's a funny bit. All of this derivatives, all this debt in Europe is priced or manufactured in dollars. So in order to extricate the banks, in order for them to unwind themselves, to get out of the corner that they painted themselves into, the United States just sent Europe $1 trillion U.S. dollars in exchange for some euros. Because that's the only way they can unwind their problems, because they're all priced in dollars. So they needed $1 trillion in dollars just so they could unwrap themselves from all this bad debt that they put themselves in. And in doing so, America just gave them $1 trillion. No congressional review, no conversation, no debate. They just signed a check for $1 trillion in exchange for some euros, which, of course, is just another fiat currency, which is manufactured by another European, with European Central Bank, another central bank, which just loans money into existence out of thin air with no, as the German chancellor said, we just lend money with no collateral whatsoever. So they just did basically a swap of $1 trillion in worthless dollars for $1 trillion or less in euros, just so that the banks could on paper say that they were unwinding from all these trillions of dollars of debt.
Now, was this part of the...
So they could pay themselves their salaries and bonuses, and it's purely for their own self-aggrandizement. The fact that they destroyed the euro in the process, and they destroyed the dollar in the process, never occurs to anyone as being a problem. But, of course, the folks over there in the gold market sniff some big problems, and gold keeps hitting new highs against the euro, against the pound, every single major currency in the world except the dollar, which it'll hit a new high again shortly. But the gold vigilantes are saying, oh, wait a minute, buddy. You know, you just can't print trillions of dollars out of thin air to help your banker buddies without at some point totally debasing that currency, and this is what's driving gold.
But, Max, specifically, this is by design. I mean, I remember reading Trilateral Commission documents from the 70s, how they plan to create three global currencies, a euro, a dollarized North American Union, a Asian unified currency, then currency wars between those, and then the answer to the crisis they had created will be this global cashless society where they phase out the currencies and just move to the SDRs, and now it's just digital on your card, and the bankers literally are then the fraudulent emperors and kings and lords of our planet. So
well,
again,
I think they're moving right to the SDR phase. In other words, the middle phase you talked about, the three primary world currencies, and there being a lot of conflict there. I think we're already through that. We're moving right to the SDR now, because the SDR was a big part of this European bailout package. The SDRs of circulation increased by 20-fold, I believe, in the last 3 days. Some incredibly high number. So that's now being floated exponentially. So the SDR is now quickly going to be usurping the U.S. dollar in terms of its total influence in global...
Clearly. So what's going to happen politically as Germany and France and England and Portugal and Spain and Greece...
Very simple. You're going to see a global tax, a world tax. You're going to have to pay a tax to the U.S. and the global central bank and your local and municipality and your state. So you're going to pay local, state, federal, and world tax.
And they've all announced this. That was going to be their carbon tax and this global VAT they're calling the fat tax. But I go back to the rest of my question. If it's so politically unpopular to take people's pension funds and to put taxes on their cars and their food and everything else, to give it to criminal bankers who made all this debt up out of nothing, and Merkel almost lost control of her parliament. Sarkozy, a few months ago, dumped the carbon tax because he almost lost control in the French government. Everywhere, Gordon Brown just had to step down. This is political suicide. So what are the bankers going to do to get this through?
They're going to use more financial terrorism like we saw on Thursday.
And so they keep saying, give us whatever we want or there'll be a depression, as they walk us in to a austerity depression that's meant to be a financial poverty straitjacket.
Alex, last Thursday, the stock in Accenture went from $48 to a penny in 15 minutes. $48 to a penny. Everyone who owned Accenture stock, all the employees, all the pension funds that own that, got wiped out in 15 minutes. From $48 a share to a penny in 15 minutes.
So they can just do whatever they want. Why are the bankers 1,000 times more criminal than they've ever been? I mean, I've never...
This moral hazard has become the de facto business model of America and the world. There's no safeguard. There's no pushback. There's no regulation. There's nobody stopping them. It's a cancer. It's got to control. There's nothing stopping it.
Ron Paul and others are saying the euro will now die within the next year. Do you agree with that?
All fiat currencies are going to die. The only question is in what order?
What will be the last standing, the dollar?
Well, I could give you my speculation about that, but it's pointless. I just have to break through even trying to figure out how many angels are going to end up on the head of that worthless pin and just buy gold.
Well, I just can't believe it's come to this. I mean, these guys have really got a lot of chutzpah, don't they?
Well, economics is a social science. It's not a natural science. People like to think it's like physics, it's like chemistry. It's not. It's psychological. And we know from psychological experiments, when you give people the option to terrorize other people, they become terrorists. And you see this time and time again with experimentations where you give people a petty authority to run a jail. This was done on campuses several times, you know, the famous experiments. And within a very short period of time, the worst elements of people rise to the surface. We saw it in the Abu Ghraib prison. You give some prison guards a little authority, and within a few weeks, they become these psychotic, torturing, sadomasochistic, sexual deviants. And this is the nature of what we find if you don't have some kind of civilizing forces in place.
And that's what our founding...
You give bankers on Wall Street who are suicide bankers, who already have a God complex, like Lloyd Blankfein, saying he thinks he's God. You give him unlimited credit with no interest costs whatsoever, and you tell them that everything he does is perfect. And you end up, that's a recipe for creating financial terrorism.
Megalomania.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Megalomania. Clearly, though, because it's a global system, they can loot one country or one region at a time while they're off in their armored fortresses. You can tell who the real government is. When a president or somebody comes to town, there's a small detachment of security, comparatively a few hundred. When the G20 comes, it's the army. It's 25,000 police. It's no free speech in the city. It's police dogs attacking old women coming out of grocery stores. It's we're God. We're going to... What did you think of the IMF head in the Washington Post saying the good times are over and laughing at people and saying we're going to screw you? I mean, they are just such arrogant creatures, and they really think they're going to get away with it because they don't care if Greece burns. They don't care if Germany burns. They don't even care if the U.S. burns. They will use that as a way to consolidate things. We have that in the IMF documents, how they create the IMF riots. So how do you beat them? How do you beat a group of criminals that have millions and millions of paramilitary police working for them that can't even balance their checkbook and bow down to anybody with a bald head in a suit?
Well, I know how you can beat them, but you know, you and I'm interested to hear you try to convince me that my way to beat them is unworkable, because I think it is workable.
Okay, we try to shoot down Coca-Cola legally by you know, going after its stock. They just breathe more fiat billions into it.
But here's the thing. If in fact Coca-Cola, which is a, I believe now it's roughly a 50 or 60 billion, or maybe a higher billion dollar company, its biggest shareholder is Warren Buffett. And it's clearly an icon. It's global. It's a global currency, like the yen, the dollar, gold. Coca-Cola is sold everywhere. Somali pirates deal in Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is the only currency in Somalia. Did you know that? That the tankers off the Somali coast that have Coke syrup, their major distribution point in Africa, that's the central bank of Somalia, is Coke syrup. And it's the world's cheapest. It's the poor man's gold. Now, if you can boycott Coca-Cola products to the point where that stock goes to zero, believe me, of you instead of you having to be frightened of them, because it shows them that the power has shifted from the way that they do business.
So it's like Washington winning at Trenton. It was a minor battle, but it showed we could win.
Well, first of all, yeah, okay, I'll go with that. But it's not a minor battle. It's a pretty significant. It's a Dow Jones stock. It's an icon. It's owned by Warren Buffett. It's easy to do. It's like Gandhi's march to the sea to make salt. It's a boycott. It's easy to do. It's no cross weapon of choice. And you can tell every single day if you're winning or not. Just look at the price of Coke. If it's going down, you're winning. If it's going up, you're losing. If you take down Coke to zero, then you can move on. Move on to another company. And you've got a mobile feast of a boycotting army that's going to withdraw their consumer dollar, and they're going to take these stocks down to zero. When you take the stocks down to zero, everyone working at that company on the executive board is going to get nothing.
Stay there. Got a break. Stay there.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Look, it's like Bernie Madoff or Ken Lay. They've all committed crimes. Just arrest them. We've got to extricate ourselves out of this. And if the public was as informed about fractional reserve banking and derivatives as they were about basketball or football, we wouldn't be in this situation. We're just talking to Max Keiser. He says it's all going to implode when they steal everything. And, you know, there's a method to their madness, though. They plan to replace that with an eco-fascism, neo-feudalistic system, Max Keiser.
Yeah. Is that a question?
It's a statement, but yeah, you can comment on it.
Well, you know, as I, on the break, I pointed your attention to an article that was written a few years ago when I launched this Coca-Cola boycott. Because what happens is, if enough people start boycotting Coke, you draw the attention of these hedge funds who will then start selling short Coke on the behalf of the boycott. Because remember, they don't care who they're working for. They just want to make a quick buck. If you can leverage the hedge fund community to do the work of you, the humble boycotter, you've turbocharged your boycott. So instead of now having a few 100,000 people boycotting Coke, and it might have the impact of subtracting $20 or $30 million from their market capitalization, you're now attracting the hedge funds who are going to subtract $10 or $20 billion from their market capitalization. And the hedge funds will keep shorting as long as you keep building your boycott.
And then
it becomes this self-feeding frenzy.
Snowballs.
You're using the tools that are being used against us. You're sticking it right in their face, and you're saying, here, eat this. And you're taking them down to zero. And you're saying, well, here's a scalp for us. We're going to win one. You're a loser. Okay? That's what I'm saying, Alex. You can inform people all day long. You can make them aware of the problem all day long. But we need to have a win in the win column. We need a scalp. We need to have a win here. We just can't be talking now for the next 5 years because there's going to be nothing left.
I agree with you, and I think that's a good plan. I also think grand jury should start indicting these people. Bernie Madoff founded the NASDAQ, but he wasn't invincible. We can bring these criminals down by also exposing their criminality and their financial terrorism, which you've done a good job of doing, Max. Jeff in Missouri, you're on the air with Max Keiser. Go ahead.
Good day, gentlemen. I got two questions. First of all, Mr. Keiser, can you explain how these SDRs are going to replace the dollar? I know I'm a little bit familiar about SDRs. They've been around for a while, but exactly what are they? And also my second question is there any way you can get an article printed up that we could hand out to other people on a step-by-step what happened last week, last Thursday?
I've got Paul Watson writing an article right now about what Max said earlier in the hour. You can also go to maxkeiser.com. He's got info on it there. But answer that first question, Max.
Right. So an SDR is, you know, another fiat currency. It doesn't take anything to create a fiat currency. You simply say, here is a basket, a unit, a measurement, an accounting unit. It's going to be based on a basket of other stocks, other currencies, and we're going to call it an SDR, a special drawing right, and we're going to recalibrate how the other currencies are weighted in this new basket, this new SDR. And as the global economy starts to, you know, continues to break apart, we'll say, well, because China's actually exporting a lot of stuff and they've got some resources, we'll give them a higher ratio as representation of this SDR because that'll keep them quiet.
It's the bankers transcending the nation states they've sucked dry and creating a new 0% fractional reserve banking digital money that will then absorb what's left of sovereignty.
Yeah, basically. I mean, one exists already right now. It's called a credit default swap. You know, credit default swap is a global unit of fraud that banks all over the world swap with each other, and they create this back-end unit of currency that they conduct all measure of multi-billion dollar fraud.
And they use it as a weapon. It's designed to be corrosive. They want to wreck things.
Well, it's dilutive. I mean, that's the key to it, is that it dilutes the existing equity that you would associate with a unit of currency.
Max, back in 1 minute. Got a break. Man, I could talk for 10 hours with Max Keiser.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.